Okay, good morning, everybody, and a wonderful Erev Shabbos as we continue on in Perek Yud of Hilchos Sanhedrin and talking about Dinei Nefashos. And we talked about when an individual is Keman D'Isa, is Keman D'Leisa, when you have two individuals that are Kechad, if it's really the same time, even from different psukim, and when you have an individual who's not there but who's still like one because, you know, he was Melamed Tzchus, and when people wrongly are negating themselves, Lo Sagu Mipneish, Lo Sana Al Riv, and the Chiyuv to see yourself as Kedai, if you're a Dayan, and not to, you know, be self-negating in an inappropriate way, even if this person really is, you know, somebody that's deserving of reverence. So the Rambam begins Zion in a very fascinating way with a word that I think is always suggestive, and we'll come back to it, v'chein. V'chein doesn't mean in the Rambam, you know, and, but it's a fascinating point. It means likewise, especially, you know, k'shem and kaf, but also v'chein. Remember the previous halacha is, you know, maschilin min atzad. So the Rambam says, v'chein in poschen min nefashos l'chova el l'schus. So you would think that, okay, the Rambam is just telling you, in addition, right, another din about tchilas dinei nefashos is just like you have to be maschil min atzad, you have to be maschil l'schus. You'll see that I think there's another, I think more compelling way of looking at the v'chein is qualitatively, not quantitatively. This is just an additional halacha, but qualitatively we'll get there. So ketzad, omer l'zeh shechatim lo asisa davar zeh sheyidu ba'alacha al tira midivreihem. So this is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Beis. And it's actually based, as the, you know, Radvaz explains, based on Sotas, actually the original Makor, where poschen l'schus doesn't mean you start making argumentations, but you actually address the nidon, the individual, because the Torah says in Parshas Naso, we say to her, Yimlo shachav ish osach, v'yimlo satis, tachas ishech, hinaki, mimei hamarim ho'ela. You will be exonerated. So that's what we say, right? Yimlo asisa, right, davar zesh idu bo alecha al tira midivrehem, then you have nothing to worry about. Now, this is a pleasant experience, right? But you know, you're going to be okay. And we send him directly that message. That's what it means, you know. Poschin shalo lechova el lizchus. We address him directly, just like we address the sota directly. Well, okay, so that's the halacha. Now, I think we can appreciate in a much more profound way what this v'chein in poschen b'dinei nefashos l'chov el l'schus is relative to maschilin, you know, min hatzad. As we spoke about yesterday, the whole idea of maschilin min hatzad is that the needs of the hour are to be able to speak truth, to speak in a totally objective way, and not to say, you know, so it's good enough for me, you know, that I'll be like this one. This one is, you know, such a gadol, and I'll just adopt whatever his point of view is, whether that, as we spoke about yesterday, in two different ways, either that completely like colors your point of view, you're no longer able to think independently, or even if you really happen to disagree, but you don't perceive yourself as ra'oi l'achol kaldvar. That's the idea of maschilin min hatzad. That's what's required, you know, within, you know, that framework. I think that idea, the idea of the independence of the Dayan, and the idea that we start in such a way that guarantees that this is going to be, you know, looked at in a completely objective framework without any influence, even from individuals who, in every other context, we seek to be influenced by. So that's exactly the message that we're given to this individual, that you will receive an absolutely fair hearing. And if you are innocent, therefore you have nothing to worry about. Because we're not here, you know, for some kind of Stalinist show trial. We're not here, you know, because we're interested in, you know, seeing. This is not the Roman Colosseum where, you know, we're here for games. We're here for the MS. And therefore, right, these aren't just like reassuring words where we're like, you know, sort of trying to have Rachmanis on the guy. It's much more than that. We're saying, if you didn't do this, then you should not be worried right now. You should have utter confidence in the objectivity and the integrity of this system. The same reason that we're maschil min atzad. We're looking for total objectivity. We're looking for a process that's characterized by absolute integrity. to the facts. So that's what we tell him. We don't tell him that it's all going to be okay. We tell him it's going to be honest. And that's what we call a psicha l'schus. Omer l'zeh shechata, m'lo asisa davar zeh, sheidu b'alacha, al tira midivrayim. Hinakim, imei hamarim ha'ela, you will be exonerated. Because this process, no different than the mei sota, you know, which operate on the divine writ. So this process is going to be a process of honesty, a process of integrity. Thank you.